This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اعلم رحمك الله أنه يجب علينا تعلم أربع مسائل الأولى العلم وهو معرفة الله ومعرفة نبيه ومعرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة الثانية العمل به الثالثة الدعوة إليه الرابعة الصبر على الأذى فيه والدليل قوله تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. قال الشافعي رحمه الله: لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. Be informed, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on you, that it is obligatory upon every human being to learn the four matters. Number one, knowing who Allah is, who the Messenger is, who the religion, what the religion of Islam is all about. Two, calling people to that, calling people to believe in Allah, to follow the Messenger, and to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the compliance and the application of the religion of Islam in their lives. Number four, as-sabr. Of course, after acting upon it, I forgot number two, which is acting upon it. Knowledge must lead to action. Then you must call people to that. Then you be patient, because once you do this, it will be very trying. The evidence for this, or those four matters, or those issues, were mentioned in a chapter called Al-Asr, which we all memorize. Now, Al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, Al-Imam, Al-Alam, he said, would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed from the Quran only this chapter, it would have been sufficient as an evidence against them in the Day of Judgment. Because this chapter includes these four matters. Today, inshallah, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, and would like to recognize the brothers and sisters who are following us online. A lot of them, by the way, all over the world, alhamdulillah. And they are looking forward to this lecture. We say assalamu alaikum to them as well. We're going to start explaining. This is the second lecture. The first lecture was like a warm-up. So we're going to start explaining right now the matn word by word. The author started his matn with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. They call this Al-Basmala. So what is Al-Basmala? What is Al-Basmala? اللي هي what? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. They call it الايه? Basmala. طب, what is it Tasmiyah? Just to say Bismillah. And we're going to come to this. What is Al-Hawqala? You say what? لا حول حوقلة لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. What is الحمدلة؟ الحمد لله. What is السبحلة؟ سبحان الله. What is الحسبلة؟ حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. What is التكبير؟ الله أكبر. So this is how the scholars refer to these words of dhikr. البسملة, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We have also الحمدلة, is to say الحمد لله. الهيللة, we forgot about this one. What is الهيللة؟ لا إله إلا الله, اللي هو التهليل. الهيللة. الحوقلة, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. What is السبحلة؟ سبحان الله. What is الحسبلة؟ حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل, or حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. What is التكبير؟ To say الله أكبر. So the author started his book with البسملة, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The majority of the scholars did not differentiate, لم يفرقوا بين البسملة والتسمية, between saying بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم and saying بسم الله. Pay attention to this. The majority of the scholars said they are the same. But this is incorrect according to some of the scholars, and this is the correct opinion, because there is a difference between the two. And what made the difference is when they should be used. Saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim only can be used when you're reciting the Quran or you want to write a book or a message. That's it. Ittasmiyah, saying just Bismillah, is totally different use. Now, the scholars who said that you could say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim instead of Bismillah, they didn't recognize that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam identified the places when we should say Bismillah. And we know, ya ikhwa, this is tawqifi, we have to follow the sunnah. يعني, for you to understand this, في صحيح الإمام البخاري, one day a man was saying the dhikr which a person would say before going to sleep, and in that dhikr, ورسولك الذي أرسلت, meaning I believed in your messenger whom you sent. The companion said in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what? وَنَبِيَّكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتَ. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, no, don't say وَنَبِيَّكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتَ, rather say وَرَسُولَكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتَ. طب ايه الفرق بين الرسول والنبي؟ Anyone would assume that what is the difference between a prophet and a messenger? يعني, it's a very technical. Actually, some of the scholars, they say these are alfaz mushtaraka. يعني, they could mean the same thing, النبي الرسول والرسول النبي. But when they are mentioned together, you have to, they take each one of them. إذا اجتمع افترق, وإذا افترق اجتمع. When they are mentioned individually, they mean the same thing. Like Islam and Iman. Like Zakah and Sadaqah. But when you mention them together, then they what? They separate. A prophet is someone different to a messenger. A shahid, there is no big difference, but yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam insisted on the companion saying what? Wa rasulak, not nabiyyik. So how in the world now are you going to come and say, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is instructing you to say bismillah, and you come and say bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim? وبعدين, if you open that game, that door, this is what encouraged people in the adhan. When they say ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, they say what? Ashhadu anna Sayyidana. Can you do that? Now, if you open that door, they're going to say, what is the difference between so what Sayyidana? Isn't the Rasul salam our Sayyid? He is. Huwa Sayyid waladi Adam yawm al-qiyamah, and he's our leader. But you see, al-ibadah, because dhikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is tawqifi. Al-ibadah tawqifiyyah. Al-ibadah has to be followed step by step. وعندنا إخوة أثر عبد الله بن عمر. One day, someone sneezed in front of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما. So look, after he sneezed, what did he say? الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. After you sneeze, what are you supposed to say? You could say الحمد لله, or you could say الحمد لله على كل حال. Both are established. You could say just الحمد لله, or say what? الحمد لله على كل حال. Now this companion or this friend of Abdullah ibn Umar, huh? What did he say? He said, Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. So Abdullah ibn Umar looked at him and said, wa nahnu nusalli wa nusallim ala al-Nabi, walakin laysa hakadha allamana Rasulullah. We also send salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this is not what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to say after we sneeze. He only instructed us to say what? Alhamdulillah, or Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. You understand? So you cannot add, because people say Bismillah or Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're going to add what? Two beautiful names of Allah, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But we cannot do that. We cannot do that. We mentioned when we can say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when we're reading the Quran, except one chapter, which is what? Bara'ah or Tawbah, or when we write a letter or a message, writing. Tayyib. What about Bismillah? Example, when you enter the bathroom, or when you take off your clothes. في حديث أخرجه الإمام الترمذي حديث علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه the prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ستروا ما بين أعين الجن وعورات بني آدم إذا وضع أحدكم ثوبه أن يقول بسم الله. Imagine, إخوة, when you take off your clothes, jinn will look at you. So the only way for you to place a curtain between you and the jinn, so that they don't see your awrah, they don't see your private parts, is to say what? Bismillah. This is whether you are in your bedroom, or whether you are in the bathroom about to relieve yourself. But of course, if you are inside the bathroom, you should say this way in your heart. طيب. When we eat, we're supposed to say what? Bismillah. When we have a relationship with one spouse, Hadith al-Bukhari, that if you say Bismillah, Allahumma jannibni shaytan wa jannib shaytana ma razaqtani, oh Allah, protect me from shaytan and protect my offspring from shaytan. Idha qudira baynahuma waladun, if they are to have a baby from that marriage, la yadurruhu shaytan. When we slaughter, what do we say? What do we say? Bismillah. We say Bismillah. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. والسنة بيّنت اسم الله here, بسم الله. When we enter our masajid, what do we say? بسم الله ولجنا وبسم الله خرجنا. But in general, there is a hadith out there, أخرجه الإمام أحمد, وورد في السنن والمسانيد. So many ways. Pay attention to this. كل عمل ذي بال. Every act which you do and you think about. ذي بال يعني إيه؟ Let's say you do this. This act, is that ذي بال? This is unintentional. Is you do it. But ذي بال, I want to put my glasses on. بسم الله. I want to move this. Bismillah. I want to drink. Bismillah. So any act that you think about, every act which you do, and when you do it, you think about it, and you don't say Bismillah, فهو أقطع, فهو أبتر, فهو أجدع. Three wording. Meaning what? There is no barakah in it. There is no barakah. لني إخوة, if you, اسم الله اسم المبارك. The name of Allah is a blessed name. لا يذكر في قليل إلا كثره. When you mention it while having little in front of you, Allah will make it what? Increase. You mention it when you're afraid, Allah will give you security. فاسم الله تبارك اسم ربك, تبارك اسم ربك, اسم المبارك. So when you mention Allah's name, certainly the barakah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless this act that you're doing. But of course, ya ikhwa, for the sake of knowledge, this hadith was, like I mentioned, في مسند أحمد, was quoted في السنن المسانيد. Every chain of narrator, every chain has a problem. But subhanAllah, there are sometimes weak a hadith or a hadith that has issue in it that the ummah has agreed on, and this is an example of it. So it's up to you, but in general, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directed us to say Bismillah in a lot of occasions, like I shared with you a minute ago. Now, you want to make this everything that you do, that is your call, inshaAllah. طيب. We go back to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, اللي هي البسملة, not التسمية. We explain now the difference between al-basmala and al-tasmiya. What is al-basmala? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What is al-tasmiya? Bismillah. The author, because he wrote a book, he started it with what? Bil-basmala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وهذا هدي القرآن وهدي الأنبياء وأمر نبينا أن يتبع هدي الأنبياء. أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده. Like I said, this is how every chapter of the Quran started. This is the method of the prophets before رسولنا, before our messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. We read in Surah An-Naml, إنه من سليمان. This book is sent from سليمان to the queen of Sheba. وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to follow the example of the prophets before him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he wrote these letters to the leaders of the world, he started them with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And the day of Al-Hudaybiyah, you recall what happened, right? The truce of Al-Hudaybiyah. The negotiation happened. And then the final negotiator from Quraysh came, Suhail ibn Amr. So they finally agreed to terms, شروط للصلح. So they are to write it down. Who was writing? Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث البخاري ومسلم حديث أنس الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu اكتب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. To start what? The treaty. Suhail ibn Amr said what? ما نعرف من الرحمن ومن الرحيم. We don't know who's الرحمن الرحيم. اكتب write باسمك اللهم. We know that. So Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Ali ibn Abi Talib, wipe it and write باسمك اللهم. شوف يا إخوة سبحان الله. Later on, just to show you the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and his, you know, work for peace. He said, بين محمد رسول الله وسهيل بن عمر. Between Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, and سهيل بن عمر. فسهيل looked at the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, what? If we know that you are the messenger of Allah, then we shouldn't be fighting you. No, اكتب between محمد بن عبد الله. So Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at Ali and he said, wipe it. Wipe Muhammad Rasulullah and write what he said. Ali ibn Abi Talib said, by Allah, I will not gonna write it. I'm not gonna wipe it. I'm not gonna wipe Muhammad Rasulullah. لا أمحوها. لا أمحوها أبدا. He took an oath. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, show it to me. And he wiped it by himself. He said, please write Muhammad. Let's get peace going here. الشاهد يعني. بسم الله يا إخوة هدي الإيه إن بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هدي الأنبياء والرسل وهدي نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم من السنة. Pay attention to this. من السنة when you're about to write a message or a book that you say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. But when you're about to give a speech, you should say Alhamdulillah. You should begin with Alhamdulillah. So if you want to write something, you should begin with what? Bil Basmala. But if you want to say a lecture or a speech, you begin what? Bilhamdulillah. Inna alhamdulillah. شوف خطبة الحاجة. Inna alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wala ba'sa من الجمع بينهما. And there is no harm if you want to say بسم الله والحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله. You could actually say it both. You could actually say both. طيب بسم الله B is a preposition. حرف جر. Like what in English? زي إيه في الإنجليزية؟ Like on, in, at. We call this what? Preposition. Harf jar. In Arabic, hardly you find a sentence starts with jar wa majroor. Hardly. And if it does, then you're going to have to come up with one of the two, whether mubtada or whether a verb, based on the nature of the verse. Because no sentence in Arabic should start with what? جار ومجرور. So now you have to assume اللي هو مقدر, فعل المقدر, based on the action. Now he's writing. So he's saying what? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اكتب. That's how. Even though it's not mentioned. Like me right now. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Wear the glasses. ألبس النظارة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمشي. I walk. So, فعل مقدر مؤخر. Based on the condition of what you are doing. طيب. And we mentioned يا إخوة إن الاسم فيه بركة. بسم الله. So the verb here should be what? بسم الله. In the name of Allah, أكتب. Now, why should you say بسم الله أكتب? So you do caging. You don't say because if you say I write أكتب بسم الله. If you say that, I write in the name of Allah and. تفتح الباب للشرك. But when you say what? بسم الله أكتب, exclusive to Allah. In His name I'm writing. Look at the Christians. In the name of the Father. And the Son. And. But when you say Bismillah first, you're caging it. Allah. Allah. What is Allah? The proper terminology used for God. اسم العلم الدال على ذات الجلالة ذات الله. Called Allah. He called himself what? Subhanah. Allah. He said what? قل ادعوا الله. Call me Allah. Now, all the names describe Allah are descriptive of who? Of Allah. Ar-Rahman describes Allah. Ar-Rahim describes Allah. شوف, look at the last verses of Surah Al-Hashr. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن. They describe who? They are descriptive of who? Of Allah. Because Allah is the noun, is the name of that, of the divine essence. Now all these other names belong to who? Belong to who? وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. To Allah belongs the names, the beautiful names. وَعَلَىٰ أَصَحِّ الْأَقْوَالِ يَا إِخْوَى. The scholars differed regarding اسم الله الأعظم. We know that we have multiple hadith, I think 7 of them, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah has a great name, or the greatest name out of the names of Allah. إِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابٌ. When you call upon Allah using this name, Allah will answer your dua. And if you ask for anything, Allah will give it to you. The scholars differed regarding which name is that. The majority of them agreed that Allah is the greatest name of them all. Why? Because this name is mentioned in all the ahadith. Each hadith would say a certain name. Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum one time. Hannan al-Mannan one time. But Allah was mentioned what? All the names. And all the names describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the name which the scholars suggested to be Ismullah al-A'zam. The greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which if you call upon Allah using it, Allah will answer your dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن الرحيم, two names which do establish the attribute of mercy. Now, what is the difference between الرحمن الرحيم? Between the merciful, the beneficent. I'll mention 3. Without going into details. Ar-Rahman ismu that. Ar-Rahman is a name pertaining to Allah's essence. Ar-Rahim, ismu fi'l, a name pertaining to the action. Now I want to ask you $1 million question. What is the difference between asma'ul dhat wa asma'ul af'al? There are certain names which are pertaining to what? To the essence of Allah. We know that Allah has a divine essence. Lahu dhat. For me, ikhwa, I'm a human being. This is what? This is my essence. But a human essence that needs to eat, to sleep, that gets tired. But Allah's divine essence is what? It's totally different. So the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, is part of the essence, like the hand, like the eyes, is part of Him. But Ar-Rahim is pertaining to His action. Fi'l. For you to understand this, I was in Edmonton, Alberta. فخطبت في خطبة الجمعة يعني I don't remember the hadith, but I mentioned that Allah laughs. That Allah laughs. إثبات صفة الضحك لله. We have evidence that Allah laughs. Of course, I always, when you mention that type of attribute, you have to make sure that the people are not liking Allah to the created. So you always say what? Allah laughs in a way that suits what? بتثبت الضحك بصورة تليق بجلاله وكماله ليس كمثله شيء. There is no one like Allah. وهو السميع البصير. We said, listen, we establish the attribute that Allah laughs. The action. Allah laughs. But we say in suits its majesty. But don't liken Allah is laughing to our laughing. Don't. Or even don't try to visualize it. Don't. After the Jum'ah, I was ambushed by one of the people. Because you know, this is an arena for what? Between al-Asha'ira and al-Salaf. It's an area of... الأسماء والصفات shows you what manhaj are you on. That's why الإخوان always they come and say, if somebody comes to interview for Imam job, just ask them what is Allah. Then you're going to find out what kind of person you're dealing with. For the brother came to me, my name is, he introduced himself, so and so and so and so, I'm a professor in the this and that and PhD in this and that. And I'm sorry, I have objection to what you said regarding Allah is laughing. And then, of course, he was talking in Arabic. Then he asked me this question. Do you believe Allah changes? And I said, you got to explain to me where you're going with that. Normally people, they come and ask you these questions, and they build up because they want to take you some places. Tell me first where you want to take me with that. What do you mean by changes? He said, Allah la yataghayyar. Allah does not change. Allah does not change. Allah thabit. Allah is He does not change. Now laughing is what? That means He was not laughing before. Because laughing is what? Something that happens. So he's saying Allah changed. Then immediately I ask him this question. Is laughing an attribute of the essence or attribute of the action? هل الضحك صفة ذات أم صفة فعل? You're getting it? Yes, what you're saying is correct if it is an attribute pertaining to what? To the essence. The essence of Allah doesn't change. صحيح? But if it is صفت فعل, action, it's connected to His will. صفت الفعل, an attribute of the action, is linked to the will of Allah. الأشعرة, by the way, they establish that Allah has a will. The seven attributes they establish. They say, يثبتين الإرادة. Do you believe Allah has a will? then he laughs whenever he wants. He gets angry whenever he wants. Because it's what? An attribute of the action. He responded to me by saying, we do not differentiate between the attributes of the essence and the attribute of the actions. نحن لا نفرق بين صفات الذات وصفات الفعل. Then I looked to him and I said, who are you? He said, who are you? He said, we. He said, who are you? Who are we? We, who are we? He said, al-ash'ari. I said, okay, we're not going to agree. I follow the salaf in names and we can sit here until sunset. It was after Jummah. We will never agree. أنت أشعري أنا رجل سلفي في في الأسماء والصفات ما هذا منهجنا ف here is الرحمن is an attribute pertaining to what? To the essence of Allah, and this is why everyone is entitled to it. الرحمن ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء. شوفوا يا إخوة, Subhanallah, there is a whole chapter in the Quran, Allah called it what? Ar-Rahman. But you know where is the name of Allah Ar-Rahman is repeated most? In what chapter? Whoever answers this will give him something. Even though Allah named one of the chapters of the Quran to be what? Ar-Rahman. But you want to know where is the name of Allah Ar-Rahman is repeated most? In one chapter. In what chapter? في أي سورة من سور القرآن اسم الله الرحمن مكرر. What? مريم. مريم. You wanna know why? You know that hadith, شتمني ابن آدم, the son of Adam insults me by saying what? I have a son. The son of Adam belies me. وَكَذَّبَنِ ابْنُ آدَمَ. The son of Adam belies me when he says I cannot resurrect him again. You know those two issues, ya ikhwa, are the main theme of Maryam, the resurrection of the dead and the son, Isa. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling, has it been for the name of Allah al-Rahman, I would have wiped those people. What? Has it been for my mercy? Here they are insulting Allah, belying Allah. Isn't Allah mentioned the qissat Maryam and the story of the nativity they called? وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ أُبْعَثُ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا. الرحمن صفة ذات. Ar-Rahim, sifatu fi'l, pertaining to his action. And this is why the only people who will be entitled to it in the Day of Judgment are who? The believers. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. The second difference is, or the third difference, that one may call himself Rahim. But Rahman, no. No one cannot call himself Ar-Rahman or Rahman. This is only exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rahim, you may call that. We're doing good? We're done with the basmala. اعلم رحمك الله. Be informed or learn, may Allah have mercy on you. أمر ودعاء. A command and a dua. And this is the manner of da'wah, ya ikhwah. You see, he's commanding us to learn certain things. Now, when you tell people to do something, taraqqaq, talattaf, show kindness, show leniency, show that you care. And look, you say, learn, may Allah have mercy on you. شوف دعوة. اسلوب دعوة هذا. Listen, students of knowledge, يا إخوة, or scholars, are doctors, like doctors. But doctors for what? For the hearts and souls. Not like the medical doctors are. See how the medical doctors treat the patients, especially. See how they treat them. See how they treat them. See how they. Likewise, if a person calls to Allah, he has to have that care, love. If you go hard, people are not going to like that. وشوف إبراهيم. Take the example of Ibrahim. Look how his father treated him. But look how he called upon him in Surah Maryam. Look. وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي. يَا أَبَتِي. My father. My daddy. Look at Luqman. Luqman, when he was calling upon his son. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِضُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. When you're calling people to do something, you should do this with what? With love, with grace, with care. You will have more impact on people. Then you can be harsh. Listen. I can tell you, Ahmadin, go get me some water. You know what? Ahmadin is gonna go and get me some water. 100%. He's not gonna like. He's gonna. But you know, in his heart, he's gonna say, "What is this guy? What's wrong with this sheikh?" When you convey, especially if you're, يعني لما أنت تأخذ الناس, we are like guides. We're guiding people, especially at this time. Especially at this time, the knowledge of the deen is what? Is almost zero. Is almost at zero level. People hardly know Islam, know their deen, know Tawheed in particular. So for you to restore this, and this is, who's talking here? The guy, the world, the whole world accuse him to be the harshest. His daughter. يقول لك وهابية وهابية. شوف اعلم ذات محمد بن عبد الوهاب. Yeah? He's the one, that's his nothing, right? He said اعلم رحمك الله. That's it. You're making dua for them. And الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said يا بنية. He said to Anas, I believe, يا غلام. When he called عبد الله بن عباس, imagine, يا غلام احفظ الله يحفظك. Look at عبادة بن الصامت when he given the وصية to his son الوليد. يا بنية إنك لن تطعم طعم الإيمان. This is the method, يا إخوة, of الدعوة. اعلم رحمك الله. اعلم العلم. Pay attention to this, because we're going to close with this today, inshallah. Al-ilm. What is the definition of al-ilm? Ma huwa al-ilm? To realize, to recognize something the way it is exactly with certainty. Hada al-ilm. That you know it the way it is, and you have certainty about that knowledge. And this is why sometimes they call it what? علم اليقين. There is a level up, by the way. حق اليقين. عين اليقين. The eye of certainty. There is a one level up, which is what? حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ. The truth of certainty. What is the difference between these three? عِلْمُ الْيَقِينِ, عَيْنُ الْيَقِينِ, حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ. Okay, I have a glass, pair of glasses behind my back. Will you believe me? Based on my credential with you, when the Prophet ﷺ stood on the mountain of Safa, Hadith ibn Abbas, and he said to Quraysh, ماذا قال لقريش؟ لو قلت لكم أن خلف هذا الجبل, behind this valley or mountain, there is an army that is about to attack you. Will you believe me? Did they believe him or not? What did they say? ما عهدنا عليك كذبا. We never experienced you lying. We have no reason not to believe. We believe you. هذا علم اليقين. They have certainty about what he said because of his credential. Like I said, if I tell you I have a pair of glasses behind my back here, based on what, this guy, he lied before. No. You know, or that's why lying is a problem. Because if you lie one time, طيب. If you believe me, this is called ilm al-yaqeen. So you believe that I have glasses behind my back and you're certain about it. Be careful with that certainty thing. طيب, I show it to you. That's called what? عين اليقين, the eye of certainty. That knowledge reach what? Senses. طيب, I give it to you, touch it. You wear it. Go ahead and wear it. This called what? حق اليقين. And those three were mentioned in the Quran, right? صحيح؟ علم اليقين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين. So this is two. حق اليقين in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. So the three were mentioned what? In the Quran. No. And a lot of us don't understand. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Ibrahim said to Allah, oh Allah, show me how do you resurrect the dead. Muslims will say, look at Ibrahim, he doesn't believe that Allah resurrected. No. Ibrahim had the ilm al-yaqeen. He had the knowledge of certainty. He knew that Allah can resurrect the dead. But Ibrahim was asking for what? Rabbi, he was asking for what? Ayn al-yaqeen. He was asking for what? To see it. Because of his ikhlas. Allah knows what's in his heart and he's the friend of Allah. Allah said to him, I will give you haqq al-yaqeen. I will make you do it. See, because he was, خُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. Take four birds, chop them, mix them, put each one, and you call upon them. They will come to you. فَهَذَا وَالْعِلْمِ. And this is, يَا إِخْوَة, the knowledge Islam talking about. Islam talks about العلم with certainty. But for that knowledge to work, it must be with certainty. Now, what is the difference between knowledge? The opposite of knowledge, I'm sorry. What is the opposite of knowledge? What is the opposite of knowledge? Huh? What? Jahl. Say it. Jahl. Ignorance. And you have two types of jahl. There are two types of ignorance. Two types. Jahl basit, jahl murakkab. Simple ignorance, compound ignorance. What is jahl basit? Do you know when is the battle of Badr is? I don't know. This is simple ignorance. Now I can teach you. But imagine somebody said, it was in the fourth year after Hijrah. You know it was in the second year, right? It was in the fourth year after Hijrah. And he looks at you like this. This is called what? A compound what? Jahl murakkab. Now what do you need to do? You need to take away the fourth year and insert what? The second year. You have to take away the wrong and place what? the right. That's called jahl. And this is, by the way, a lot of people are like this. And a lot of them turn away from the truth because of what? Of their, because the ego, the nafs, when you come and try to correct them, nafs, you know better than me. Man, you don't know better than me. So some of them actually, but a lot of people, first of all, you have rarely people these days who say, we don't know. And people with compound ignorance, they are very hard to educate, because you still have to clean the wrong information they possess and replace it with the right information. Like we mentioned with knowledge, there are levels up. We said what? There is what? Ilmul Yaqeen? Aynul Yaqeen? What about ignorance here? There are levels down. Al-Dhan, Al-Shak, Al-Wahm. What is Al-Dhan? That you know something to be correct, but there is a percentage of doubt in it. Small percentage. We go back to that example of Badr. When is Badr? You tell me, I think it's in the second year after Hijrah, but maybe the third. So you have a percentage of what? Suspicion. Remember, ilm al-yaqeen, which is the lowest of knowledge. What? You're what? You're what? Certain. And by the way, if you drop to suspicion, that doesn't make you a Muslim anymore. Like if I ask you, does Allah exist? Even though you have not seen Allah, right? So ilm al-yaqeen, you're going to tell me what? Yes! He exists. There is a day of judgment. Yes, there is a day of judgment. Yaqeen, ilm yaqeen. Even though I have not seen it, even though I have not what? Experienced it. Haqq al-yaqeen is not there, but ilm al-yaqeen is there. But now if I ask you as a Muslim, there is a day of judgment? Yeah, there is a day of judgment, but I think Socrates, Aristotle, this philosopher, al-faylasuf, the girl, right there, take you out of Islam. Dhan. شوف هذه الآية. وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي مَا السَّاعَةُ إِنَّ ظُنُّ إِلَّا ظَنَّا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ. We don't have yaqeen. Yeah, there is an hour, but ideally, ikhwa, يعني, just to show you that how simple it is. You know, the year, I always take that example, the year 22nd of December, the year 212. What was happening there? 2012. People said that the day of judgment is going to happen on that day. تعرف, Badru, some people actually said that يوم القيامة 22 December 2012. Now, for you as a Muslim, you must have ilm al-yaqeen that the only one who knows when the hour is who? The Jibreel asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salam asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mata as-sa'a, when is the hour? What did he say? You don't know, I don't know. So, you must have ilm yaqeen now. Ilm yaqeen, the knowledge of certainty that no one knows when the hour is. Now if you are entertaining that there is some Hindus, with all respect to the Hindus, you know, or Mexican, whatever they are, know when the hour is, your Islam is gone. Because لابد من اليقين. وشوف شروط لا إله إلا الله. What شروط? What are the conditions of لا إله إلا الله? What is the first condition of لا إله إلا الله? علم then what? يقين. The knowledge that must lead to what? يقين. يا إخوة, I always have a hard time, and I remember I was in San Diego explaining this subject. And one of the brother came to me after the lecture, and he said, I could tell that he had a hard time really trying to convey this to us. يعني توصل لنا المعلومة دي, يعني تعبت. I can give you a good example that you can follow. He said, you know a jar of honey? عارفين العسل النحل. You know a jar of honey, right? Honey. Huh? You know that, right? What happened if you drop one drop of vinegar in it? Vinegar. You know the vinegar? Just drop one drop of vinegar. What's going to happen? Likewise, your yaqeen cannot be what? That's why it's called aqeedah. This is why they call this what? Aqeedah. Something that is what? Unquestionable. You don't question. You don't. فالظن is one level down that you cannot go there. You cannot go there. If you doubt for a second that Allah is the creator, if you, even though you may believe 99.9999999999, but that's not enough. It has to be what? 100% or more. You can go 100. That's where we believe iman goes up and down, right? Iman goes up and down. Goes between ayn al-yaqeen, haqq al-yaqeen, haqq al-yaqeen, ayn al-yaqeen, ilm al-yaqeen, stop. You cannot go below ilm al-yaqeen. You go down ilm al-yaqeen, you're out of Islam. You're gone. No more Islam. So, at least you have to maintain what? Ilm al-yaqeen. But if you want to taste the sweetness of this faith, of this deen, then go to ayn al-yaqeen. Now, like hadith Nafaqa Hanzala, the companion who went to Abu Bakr and said, Hanzala is a hypocrite. فأبو بكر قال له ليه why he said, when we are with the messenger of Allah, he talks to us about Jannah and Hill, we reach what? عين اليقين كأننا نراها as if what? We see it. Our iman goes up from ilm al-yaqeen to what? Imagine they are sitting with the Messenger of Allah, and the Messenger of Allah ﷺ is describing for them Jannah and Hill as if they see it. Now when they go back home, what happens? They go down to what? Ilm al-yaqeen. They go back to what? To the base, lower Islam, the level. So now he's questioning him, his iman, his... Abu Bakr said, man, I feel the same way. Ana nafs al-shay. Let's go to the Messenger of Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, by Allah, if you continue spending all your time with me, you're going to reach haqq al-yaqeen. But he didn't say that literally, but he said, you're going to what? Shake the hand. Ma huda haqq al-yaqeen. Do we see angels? Do you see it? You're going to shake the hand of who? But sa'a wa sa'a. That's the nature of. You have to go, but go, do not go below what? علم اليقين. علم اليقين, no. You must have the knowledge of Tawheed, the knowledge of Allah that gives you certainty that you don't even question. If you go down to dhan, that's dangerous. That takes you out of Islam. There is one level below. Below dhan, which is shak. Dhan is suspicion. That you believe it, but you still have what? Suspicion. Shak is when you believe it and don't believe it. Halfway, equally. I tell you there is a day of judgment. Said, yes and no. Equally. You believe that there is a day of judgment and you believe at the same time there is no day of judgment. So there is what? Shak. There is al-waham, which is illusion. I think that's the proper English. Illusion that you say what? There is no day of judgment. But I think there is. So the percentage of doubt is more than what? Certainty. You're getting that? So let's say that, let's use the example of Badr. When is the battle of Badr? We know that it's in the second year after Hijrah, right? Dhan, what is Dhan? You say what? It is the year 2 after Hijrah. But I'm not sure. Maybe the 3rd. Even though you're certain, but you still have what? A small percentage of what?
نسبة بسيطة جدا من الظن.
طب الشك. When is the battle of Badr? I think it is in the second year or the fourth year. One of the two. So you're what? Both. طيب, look at the last one, which is the illusion, the waham. When is the battle of Badr? You tell me what? It is the fourth year. But maybe the second. So it's the other way. But in any rate, you cannot have any of these. اعلم رحمك الله. We explained that today. Bismillah, اعلم رحمك الله. Next lecture, inshallah, we're going to start with the four masail which the author explained, inshallah, or presented to us, inshallah. Does it sound good? Did we learn Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? Did we learn اعلم رحمك الله؟ جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله يا إخوة next Tuesday إن شاء الله between Maghrib